96.3 WHUR Classic TLC. I'm a digging on you. It's that time.
Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, it is Wednesday, getting you over the hump on this Wednesday. It's February 26, 2020, 51 sort of cloudy degrees out there. Here's what caught my eye today. You know, I was always struck by that story of that mother, happened to be African-American, who went to jail for using a different address so her child could be in a different school. Mm-hmm. Well, now we are seeing some big-name people go down for much worse. In fact, the latest person to be imprisoned for faking student records to get their kids into these schools is the Hot Pockets, you know, Hot Pockets heiress.
Yeah, I know Hot Pockets. Yeah. Pepperoni Hot Pockets,
they right? Yeah, they making money like that?
Look, okay. her family is worth $4 billion.
Wow. Well,
she was just found
guilty
of paying $300,000 in bribes to get her two daughters help on their college entrance exams. She's facing 5 months in prison.
What school are they trying to go to?
Yeah, I think
Howard.
USC in Georgetown, I'm pretty sure of it. But, you know, the defense tried to paint her as innocent and didn't know it was wrong. I'm happy to see this because for a long time it's been an unlevel playing field. So she got 5 months.
Five months. Okay.
Yeah, so the coronavirus, look, I know y'all weren't scared before, but now they're saying that this coronavirus is a pandemic. It's on every continent except for, like, Antarctica, and only a matter of time before it spreads to communities in the United States. Here's the head of the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Disease.
Ultimately, we expect we will see community spread in this country. It's not so much a question of if this will happen anymore, but rather more of a question of exactly when this will happen and how many people in this country will have severe illness.
Okay, so that also seems to be at odds with what President Trump is saying. His messaging, we'll hear from him at 6. But, you know, they say you got to wash your hands, stay home if you feel sick.
Did I not
so washing your hands?
Did I not call this, please?
Okay.
Did I not say this is happening?
He wants some applause.
Yes.
To what end, Mark?
I told you when I first did the story, it's coming.
Okay, but it was always video because if you look on the back of a Lysol can, it always says this protects.
Not that one. It's not that one.
This is the 2.0.
This is Fred Sanford. This is the big one, honey.
Yeah. This is the noble coronavirus.
They're trying to kill y'all out here.
It's a different one.
Y'all?
They're killing y'all out here.
What about you?
Look,
okay.
Grape juice. Drink grape juice.
We have to stay home. I wanted to end with a story that really broke my heart today when we reported it on the news. This video is old, but it's just coming to light now. This is a little girl, a six-year-old girl in Florida who was led away with restraints from her classroom for having a temper tantrum. And this video, I mean, this audio broke my heart. She had a temper tantrum, and the police were called, and she was led out, and this is her in the back of a police squad car.
Okay, she's gonna have to come with us now.
Okay, Kai, you
stand
gotta
up.
Go with them, baby girl.
Stand up. Come over here.
What are those for?
It's for you.
Keep your hands, okay? Come over here, honey. It's not gonna hurt.
No!
Put the handcuffs on her.
My handcuffs on.
Terrible.
No! Don't put handcuffs on!
At one point, she could be heard, you know, saying that she was scared. It's heartbreaking because somebody will come pick you up. First of all, let me just say this. If this were my child, where's the parent in this situation?
Right.
Where's the humanity in this situation? I do want to say that this police officer was fired.
Okay.
And the police department, they've updated their guidelines because they're not supposed to arrest anyone under 12 years old.
That's a given, right?
It should
is
be
this a
given.
This is I would sue the state.
But where were the parents?
They didn't call the parents first, right?
They said that somebody would come and get you. That's what the officers heard saying. Again, it happened last September, but it's, you know, coming to light now. And I think it really speaks to that school-to-prison pipeline. The attorney there has said basically that she refused to play any role in the school-to-prison pipeline at any age, and so she spoke out against it. But it broke my heart today, and we criminalize these black girls, and it's really, we really need to look at that in this country. So what would you do on this if this were your child? Call me, 202-432-WHUR.
Call now, 202-432-WHUR. Join Allison Seymour and Mark Clark's family now.